Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland Auto Home Life Business Insurance. Look, don't fall for the cut rate thing. Just don't. Because you're really not going to be properly insured. Kratzer Insurance will take care of you the right way. Auto Home Life Business Insurance. If service and price means something to you, it means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. The car dealership of all car dealerships, as far as we're concerned, Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And don't forget about their fabulous service department as well. Kevin Herr alongside, unhappy.
Why am I unhappy?
Oh, let me count the ways.
I mean, football's just around the corner.
I mean, the opening hour of the show, I mean, the Phillies are bad, and Cliff Lee was bad, and, you know, who are they going to get rid of? And Ruben Amaro can't get the right prospects, and blah, 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 blah. Gee.
Well, I don't have any confidence in Ruben Amaro getting a good trade anymore.
Why? And why can't they hit to all fields and the whole, I mean, on and I want all 9 of my hitters to hit to all fields with power. I believe I'm properly quoting your opening hour.
Yeah, I can't deny that part of it.
I mean, you ought to be thankful I listened to it. I obviously listened to what you said. I mean, I obviously listened to what you had to say. That was your other complaint. Nobody listens to you.
You don't listen to me.
I just regurgitated word for word what you said in the opening hour. You don't know where to go with this.
I don't know where this is going. That's what I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm telling everybody the opening hour. Oh, and by the way, you can't put a decal on the other side of the Steeler helmet because, quote, it's stupid.
Yes. I agree with.
I don't know why, but it's stupid.
Have you never in your life just felt something was wrong but not have a way to define it?
2 hours a day.
Wow. Yeah, man, did I... Hang on. Hold on. I think the bleeding just stopped. We're good now.
You have to admit, the setup was good.
It was. Yeah. It was. Man, walked right into that door.
I apologize. but it was too good to resist.
Walked right into that door.
People going, yeah, a certain segment of the audience laughing their backside off. You got another segment going, oh. Did he really mean that? No.
I have no idea why I don't like it. I just know I don't like it. There's no way. And you've talked about this many times. There have been fans that have come up to you, I'm sure. I know I've had fans come up and say, you know, we don't, the names on the back of the jerseys, I can't stand that. Why? I don't know. I just don't like it. You know, sometimes you just don't like it. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It doesn't feel comfortable.
I know why they don't like it. It's the tradition of Penn State. And, you know, Joe didn't put names on the back.
That's probably the same thing with the Steelers, too.
Fella was disrespectful, so.
Well, I don't
understand that.
Yeah, I just think the Steelers' helmets, because they don't have a logo on the other side, makes them a unique helmet in the NFL, and that's fine. I like it that way.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not much for changing uniforms either. I'm not a big fan of that.
To me, it's cheap. No.
Well, it could be. It could have been a cost-cutting measure. I don't like changing uniforms without a reason. You know, we've talked about this many times, is having a special uniform in college for a special game. That, to me, that makes sense. But to have a new uniform for a throwback day where it's just your team in the new throwback uniform, that doesn't make any sense to me. When they first did throwback uniforms, remember it was a novelty thing and it was really cool because both teams were in throwbacks? It doesn't always happen that way anymore.
You don't like the Bumblebees?
Oh, I hate the Bumblebees. I hate the I'm not sure if it's Bumblebee or it looks like an old, it looks like a jailbird outfit. I'm not fond of the Grey Poupon pants either.
Wow.
I mean, there's some things just should not be brought back for ever, for any reason. But yeah, if you're gonna have a throwback day, that's great. But both teams should be involved in the throwback day, not just one team. It just seems kind of dumb. You know, I know what it is. It's just a way to make me buy another jersey. Now you got me on a rant.
Or you can do it like I do and not buy any.
Not buy any jersey, yeah. Now you got me on a rant.
Continue.
No, I'm done.
Wow. 800-795-9565. We also started out in the last hour asking people, you know, what's your favorite sport? And we've had some answers to it so far. You know, what's your favorite sport or sports? You may have three or four you really love to watch or whatever. So far, IndyCar out of the money.
I got one vote.
So your vote counts?
Well, why shouldn't it count? I mean, I'm forced to listen to the show, so it should be counting.
If you want, we can bring somebody else in to be forced to listen.
Yep. Soon as that one came out, I thought, yep, there's another door I'm going to walk right into.
800-795-9565.
Man, why do I make it so easy?
Yeah, actually, it is pretty easy. All right, 800-795-9565 is the number. I mean, what is your favorite sport? Could be wrestling, could be football, could be college football, could be baseball, could be... Yeah, it's not an IndyCar. I mean, not even the Andretti's would list that first.
Probably not.
800-795-9565. Yeah, Marco, not having a big year. 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565.
I mean, I could tell you even the reason why football... outweighs baseball. I like football because there's very little downtime in football.
Well, there's very little downtime in football because of how it's televised.
Right. That's exactly that. That's the thing. There's very little downtime in football at any level because of the way that, not only because of the way it's televised, but because of the way the play clock runs.
Well, it's not just the play clock. It's also how it's televised, because as soon as the play's over, they replay the play. And then they show you another angle. And by the time they get back, you rarely see teams in the huddle. I mean, you usually see them at the line of scrimmage ready to run the next play. There's no downtime in basketball. There's no downtime in the NHL. A face-off here and there. Ball goes out of bounds in the NBA. I mean, the one sport that's got massive stoppage problems is baseball. And again, they, you know, and it goes, we were talking earlier about the shift. The shift has affected how the game is played dramatically. But the number one thing they need to do is they need to shave a half hour off the game. They got to get it from 3:15 down to 2:45. You got to do that. That's the biggest thing baseball has to do. And then the next part is to deal with the shift, because offense is dying out because of this thing. And it's Joe Maddon, I mean, Hazleton's own, whom I happen to feel is, you know, one of the top five game managers in the game. I just think he's brilliant as to how he handles his club. Style, order, pitching, defense. He does a great job with it. But the problem that you have right now is that shifting is really changing the game in a dramatic way. Especially for left-handed power hitters. left-handed power hitters are struggling right now. And you have one of them in Ryan Howard. So they, number one, they need to do a better job of getting the time of the games down, and they need to do a better job of enforcing rules that really take the shift out of play and illegal defense. I think those are two big parts of it. It's not like baseball's never been immune to changes. Because baseball outlawed the spitball in 1920. Baseball lowered the mound after the 68 season. American League put in the DH starting in the 73 season. It's not like they haven't made dramatic changes to the game. They have. Now, when it comes to the ability to speed up the game, they already have the rules in place. They're already there. Just follow them. I mean, that's all you got to do is just follow it. And shifts are changing all this. And Joe Maddon and all the others, Clint Hurdle, who do a great job with shifts, are doing everything within the rules. Left-handed hitters are having down years left and right. We know about the plight of Ryan Howard, 222. Chris Davis of the Orioles, 202. Jay Bruce of the Reds, 221. Adam Dunn of the White Sox, 223. Shin-Soo Choo of the Reds, 239. Pedro Alvarez of the Pirates, 237. Brian McCann of the Yankees, 242. David Ortiz of the Red Sox, 251. Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers, 256. Okay. Tom Verducci wrote a very thoughtful article. He always does. We're going to work hard to get Tom in this show. Okay. Over the past 10 years, when lefties pull the ball, which includes home runs, and when they pull the ball in play, that's the batting average on balls in play, removing home runs. And these are balls in play. Right? Left-handed hitters, 379, 386. This is 2007, 353, and 8. 358, went up, 9, 350, 10, 351, 11, 332, 12, 313. In 13, it went to 323. This year, it's 301. The decline is stark. Left-handed hitters have lost 22 points in their batting average on balls in play to right field this year alone. They've lost 85 points in 9 years on balls in play to right field. Okay? And what do Ryan Howard, Brian McCann, David Ortiz, Jay Bruce, Adam Dunn, Sin-Soo Choo, Curtis Granderson, Adam LaRoche, what do they all have in common? Guys that have been in the All-Star game, but weren't picked to the All-Star game. Fewer hits to the pull field into the shift. That's a reason. Mark Teixeira, Carlos Beltran. Okay. Two other guys not getting it done when they bat from the left side of the plate. It's over and over and over. Beltran's down 183 points on the left side. Chu down 162. Bruce down 104. Okay. Teixeira down 100. Granderson down 99 points. Howard down 97 points. McCann down 85 points. Dunn down 85 points. LaRoche down 50 points. Ortiz down 27 points. Josh Hamilton down is actually up 90 points. Adrian Gonzalez is up 27 points as to where they are. Okay. This is going to right field. I mean, shifts have really hurt the Yankees. Teixeira, Beltran, McCann, they're all pull hitters from the left side, all of them. They're all hitting into shifts. It was interesting to watch the All-Star game, wasn't it? Want to know why? Oh, you're shifting the ball game. You don't shift in an All-Star game. In 1999, 13 left-handed hitters batted at least 300 with 25 home runs. You know how many are around this year? Michael Brantley of the Indians. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
All right, so truly one of the great clutch hitters in the game in the last 10 years has been David Ortiz. He is must-see viewing when he comes to the plate. You don't hit .688 in the World Series or hit as many walk-off home runs or hits with the money on the table than David Ortiz. Ortiz and balls hit the right field. From 97 to 2007, he had 328 hits to right field and had a batting average of .355 when the ball was in play to right field. From 2008 to now, he's had just 188 hits, 140 fewer to right field, and a batting average of just .263 with the ball in play. Now, pace of play is still the biggest issue in baseball. I mean, by far. I mean, find a way to get a half. Oh, that's right. They have found a way. It's called the rules. So pace of play is part of it. And left-handed hitters losing 85 points off their batting average when they pull the ball is staggering. That's, you want to know the effect of it? There's your effect. Now, Kevin says it's easy to hit the left field. I forgot about that. Cannot understand why Ryan Howard doesn't hit the left field.
He did the other day. Actually, I think he did for a base hit the other day.
Yeah, well, guess what? He probably was, where was the location of the pitch?
I don't remember. It was the other day.
Joe Maddon has a rule with his pitchers. They have to tell him ahead of time which guys they want to shift on. Why? Because the pitcher pitches to the defense. So, Ryan Howard, my guess is getting a heavy, steady diet of one inside fastball after another.
Not inside everything.
Why?
So he can't poke one out the left field.
As easily. I've been trying.
Yeah, but my point is when the ball is on the outside half of the plate, when the pitcher does make a mistake, he doesn't regularly capitalize on it. I expect a lot for the money he's being paid, okay? Maybe it's wrong, but I do.
But he's being pitched inside almost exclusively. Why? Because they want him to pull the ball into the shift. As Joe Maddon so appropriately points out, he says, look, hitting to all fields, this is going to be a problem that is going to exist in the major leagues probably for 5 to 10 years. Because he says you have to teach the ability to hit to all fields in the low minors and enforce that habit as they work their way through the system to get there. Well, I can tell you, they're not emphasizing it right now in the games I'm watching.
Training camp starts on Friday.
So say it starts next year. You're talking about guys 4 to 6 years away, which means they're 5 to 7 years away now. Training camp for what?
Football.
Is that a sport you like?
Just a little bit. Actually, a lot of training camps started today or earlier.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland Auto Home Life Business Insurance. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland. Service and price means something to you. It means everything to them. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin, during the break, excited about battles in camp.
A lot of great camp battles coming up as a lot of the NFL teams got started earlier in the week. The rest will get started by the end of the week. You got a great battle.
Such as what?
Well, you got a battle at quarterback at Cleveland. And that's probably going to be the highest profile. I think there's a battle at quarterback in Cincinnati, too. Although you feel a little differently
between
about
who?
That. Well, I think if you're a Cincinnati fan, you've had about enough of Andy Dalton and you're ready for something to happen there and move on.
No.
You realize that last year he ranked 12th in the NFL as a starting quarterback. Above Tavares Jackson.
So?
That's
Then why didn't they draft Teddy Bridgewater? Why didn't they draft Manziel? Why didn't they trade up and get Blake Bortles? Why didn't they get? I mean, there's a whole list of guys. There's some quarterbacks in this draft. They waited to AJ McCarron.
Trying to see where he comes in. That was in the playoffs, by the way. When you look at how he did through the season, he actually had an 88 for his quarterback rating.
Yeah,
an 88.
Why don't you explain to everybody how that's figured out?
Well, I know that an 88 isn't good when Peyton Manning has a 115. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's a very complex set of calculations.
Mm.
So, all right. Well, what do you look at then? Do you look at percentage, completion percentage?
I'm just looking for productivity.
Well, how do you define that?
Well, I don't know. How many wins did they have before he's the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna credit every win to him?
No, but that's been the weakest part of the football team. I'm not here to defend Andy Dalton, but for you to suggest that Andy Dalton's going to be pushed by A.J. McCarron, you don't follow the game.
I think he's going to be pushed. He's going to be pushed by everybody.
He's not going to be pushed.
Okay.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. What other great battles?
They selected him in the fifth round. There's a murmuring that it was a sign that they were looking at Dalton as the last year of his deal.
A murmuring. Okay. He's going to be the starting quarterback.
However, I will say one thing. Usually quarterbacks that are drafted late don't make an impact right away. I do agree with that.
Wow.
I don't think Cleveland is going to have... Yeah. I think Cleveland will start the year with Hoyer, but I don't think they'll finish the year. I think week five, Johnny Manziel is your starting quarterback.
I think Brian Hoyer is going to win some games. I like him.
Not in the first 4 weeks of the season. Well, they have the Steelers, the Saints, and the Ravens before the bye week in week four. Maybe 1-2 coming out of the bye week.
Okay, what's their first three games?
I think it's the Steelers, the Saints, and the Ravens.
The Saints. They can actually win all three of those games.
It's Cleveland.
Cleveland has been drafting high, and now they have some talent on the football team. The only thing that would really worry me is the Gordon thing.
They were pretty well set
with, you know, having a home run hitter in a wide receiver spot that could help out these quarterbacks. But when Hoyer played last year, Hoyer played really well. Hoyer has a real feel for the game, you know, and he has a rocket arm. I mean, really can throw the football.
I mean, I agree with you. I think Cleveland drafted really well, but I just don't think that's gonna show up by week five.
I think the old norms get thrown out the window. I think the Ravens have slid back, the Steelers have slid back, and the Browns got better. I think it's now a level playing field. The team that has the best talent in the division is Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about Cincinnati.
Sorry, no dog in the hunt. I can actually look at it objectively. I mean, I don't really care.
The one thing I'll give them credit for, Browns are said to announce a starting quarterback before the third preseason game, and I think that's the smart thing to do. I don't care who you're going to announce.
I believe it's after the third preseason game.
No, I think it's before, because that's the game you'd want him to play a half.
I think that'd be the game you'd want to find out what you got.
I'm just saying, the last report I saw, like it was earlier today, that was going to be before the third preseason game on the 23rd against the Rams.
Yeah, we'll name their starting quarterback by their third preseason game, which takes place on August 25th.
Right.
It'll be Brian Hoyer. We're done. Okay, next.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think you're 100% correct. But I think by week four and the bye week, there's going to be all sorts of radio talk. There's going to be all sorts of Cleveland newspapers talking about it. And I think when you're 0-3 going into the bye week, which they could be.
Except I watched them. I don't think they're going to be 0-3. In fact, I think they're going to be 2-1 or 3-0.
Oh, if that's the case, Brian Hoyer's jumping up and down.
The Saints have fallen back a bit. The Steelers have fallen back a lot. Okay. The Ravens are not the same club they were last year, and the Browns have more talent now. Now, whether they have more talent than the Steelers and the Ravens and the Saints, you can debate that. I mean, is the Saints game at Cleveland?
Let me look up that schedule. Hang on.
Obviously not prepared for that delicate question.
Well, had this schedule, but it's not. I know the first again. It doesn't mean I know where they're at.
Now, if they're 0-3, they'll change up and they'll go with Manziel and go from there.
That's I
just to do it for the sake of doing it. Except I don't see it happening.
Let's see. It's at Pittsburgh, home again, home with the Saints, and home with the Ravens.
They'll be 2-1. At worst. Saints playing outdoors, not a good combo. In humidity, not a good combo.
I'm not saying I disagree with you. I don't. I mean, they could very well be, but I just don't see it. I see a loss in week one. Now, maybe that's just me. I see them losing to the Saints, and I don't see them beating the Ravens.
I think the league is changing more than you realize. You also say there's a quarterback battle with the Jets.
Well, I think there is a battle with the Jets, yeah.
Really?
Well, I think everything's a battle for the Jets right now.
I think he starts Geno Smith and goes from there.
Let's see. Do they have three quarterbacks in camp now, or is it just basic? Well, it's basically between Vic and Smith, I guess. So,
yes, only you would bring the third quarterback into the battle.
Well, I was trying to think of who their third quarterback was, and if you can't think of it right away, it probably doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's Matt Sims.
Wow, great. No shot. All right. 800-795-9565. So, I mean, training camp, and you say there's a battle at corner for the Steelers. I mean, they don't have any.
I think the big battle for Pittsburgh is at wide receiver, and I think that could be about three different guys, and I think there's a right tackle. There's a right tackle battle going on there.
Gilbert and Adams.
Gilbert and Adams, yeah. And Adams played himself out of the position, and I thought Gilbert filled in the gap okay. Not great. But at wide receiver, I think there's a lot of interesting thoughts there with Wheaton and Moore and Bryant.
And a lot of pro bowlers in that group, yeah. All right, yeah.
And defensively, I think you'll see Shazier be the starter. I think that's already almost everybody's mind, even though Dick LeBeau doesn't normally do that with rookies. I think you're looking at an exceptional type player. So he'll be the...
Well, he could be the inside. To make. Yeah, but that's an adjustment for him, a huge adjustment. Traffic pattern, totally different. He's always played on the outside. He's never played on the inside. So, I mean, there is an adjustment there that he's going to have to make. This is your exciting time of the year.
There's no battle at quarterback, by the way, in Pittsburgh, just so in case you wanted to start something there.
No, I don't start these things. You do. I mean, you got Andy Dalton being beaten out by A.J. McCarron. No.
Did I say he would start, though? Or did I say he would start before the end of the year? I don't think I said he would be the starter in week one. I think I said he would start before the end of the year.
He would only start before the end of the year as if Andy Dalton gets hurt.
I mean, did you write that down? I said he would start before the end of the year. Write that down.
Only if he gets hurt will he start before the end of the year. You're saying he's going to beat him out. You're not saying that Dalton's going to get hurt. You're saying he's going to beat him out.
Yes. Yes, I think Dalton is going to lose his job before the end of the year.
Oh, my goodness. Every time you do these things, you know how many people in the company get fidgety? Okay. Yeah.
Andy Dalton, let's see. What did he do last year? 62% completion rate. Let's see.
in the regular season, played well. In the playoffs, played lousy against San Diego. They got to the playoffs again. Okay, he's been in the league, what, 3 years now? Right?
I think it's...
They had not been in the playoffs in any year before, and he's been in the playoffs each of the last 3 years. Now, they surrounded him with good talent, two good running backs. Green is an awesome wideout. Really good tight ends. Defense has been... I mean, like I said, they have the best talent of anybody in the division. And his inability in the playoffs to find a next gear and a next level game has dramatically hurt them. Phillip Rivers dramatically outplayed him in the game, in Cincinnati, no less. But Andy Dalton's always been a smart, crafty quarterback, and his head as to how he goes about his business has been as much of a plus for him in his maturity as his arm. And you say A.J. McCarron, who has no NFL experience, is going to replace him
before the season's over.
If Dalton is healthy.
Yes, and it doesn't have anything to do with Dalton being injured. You listen to the Dan Patrick Show. Every once in a while, they have an against the grain. This is my against the grain.
I get 2 hours of against the grain every day. What's your favorite sport? IndyCar. I mean, geez, not even Mary Holman George says that. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back to the I Hate Dalton Hour.
Gone.
I mean, Andy the Dalton. Fan, gone. Okay, the fan in Kevin again comes out, who badly wants this guy not to succeed.
No, he does a good job all by himself. He doesn't need my help to not succeed.
What are they, 3-3 against the Steelers since he started?
That's probably close. I don't question you when it comes to statistics. I'll tell you that.
That's the part that aggravates you. Ever since he got there, they've actually been good.
I don't know if I'd say good.
They've been a double-digit win team the last 3 years, haven't they?
All right, and I know you hate it when I say this, but they turn into Cincinnati in the playoffs. I'm sorry, fans love the fact that you're playing well during the regular season, but they're going to get fed up if you can't win a playoff game. How many playoff games has he won? One?
Yeah, I think so. I think he won his first year.
I think that was it. So that's where I think he's on a short leash as far as the fans and I think the coaching staff's concerned. I mean, okay, it's going to be a great year. What are we going to make it to the playoffs? That's it. Andy Dalton's going to explode. I mean, how long can you accept that as a fan and as a coaching staff before you want to make a change?
You are entertaining. I got to give you credit.
I do my best.
I mean, really. There are certain people that you just, like, you just can't wait to talk about.
I don't have a whole lot of love for Cincinnati, all right? I don't. I mean, the city's nice. I've never been there. It seems nice. I just, the football team, I have no love for it. Sorry.
Wow. Jeez. You just don't, I mean, wow.
And by the way, I think Michael Vick starts for the Jets.
You do, huh?
I do. And I think that'll be a week one.
Week one, okay. Sounds good.
I mean, isn't it time for my favorite coach in the NFL to guarantee a playoff spot or something?
Rex?
Yeah. I mean, Rexy's been quiet so far this summer.
Yeah, I know he has.
That's kind of scary.
Well, you wonder how vulnerable the Patriots are. Look, let me put you this way. You talk about Andy Dalton. Let me tell you a quarterback that, to me, is on the hot seat. right? And it's not Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
Okay. High draft pick. What's he done?
No, I think you're right. There's going to be a lot of expectation, and they're going to be look, and everybody's going to be looking for some big time results quick. And I don't think it's happened so far.
Nothing has happened with him. He's had a few moments here and there that have been all right. But I also think the time has come for him to step up in what is going to be, what, his third year?
I was just
going to
say his third year, yep.
Right, as the starting quarterback.
But could you make the argument that he didn't have a ton of weapons until recently?
Well, he's had Mike Wallace and some guys. I mean, he's had the kid from Ohio State, whom I like a lot. So,
I mean, right now he may have the best group of wide receivers, and this is what I read from friends that have they're in Miami, that they said the Miami papers are saying they may have the best group of wide receivers in the AFC East right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be the year, if he doesn't do anything now,
right,
that everything would fall apart for him, I think.
See, and I wasn't big on the draft pick there anyway, because you know how I felt about Russell Wilson. Wilson was a first-round pick, knew he wasn't going to be picked in the first round. And how's he doing? Well, camp is finally here. All the battles that Kevin loves, finally here.
I'm going to go get my AJ jersey.
Your AJ jersey?
Just kidding.
What, AJ McCarron?
Yeah, I'm going to get an AJ jersey.
Really? Yeah, I don't think Dalton's ever won a playoff game.
I thought he won one, but I'm not surprised that he hasn't won any.
He's 0 for the playoffs. Yep.